my parents. Our ship carried 6 guns and 12 men. We came within sight of the African coast and crossed the equator. Then a violent hurricane seized us. For 12 days we could do nothing but drive before it. A man and a boy were washed overboard. The rest of us expected every day to be swallowed up. At last, the master was able to take a bearing. We were back on the South American coast, near the mouth of the Orinoco River. We then set a course for the Caribbean, but yet another storm drove us off course. Then, early one morning, the lookout cried out, "Land!" The next moment, the ship grounded on a sandbank. The waves broke over her so violently, we had to go below decks to shelter. It couldn't be long before she broke to pieces. We looked at each other, expecting to die at any moment. We slung a boat over the side. All 11 of us piled aboard, committing ourselves to God's mercy and the wild sea. We rowed for land with the wind behind us, even though we knew we'd be dashed to pieces among the breakers. A mountainous wave caught us astern and capsized the boat. I sank into the water. I could swim, but I couldn't breathe because of the breaking waves. A huge wave carried me to shore and left me. Then, before I could move, the next wave pulled me back into the sea. Again I was caught up and hurled on the shore. I clung to a rock. When the next wave retreated, I ran and reached dry land at last. I sat on the grass, free from danger, out of reach of the water. I lifted up my hands and thanked God for my deliverance. But soon I started thinking about my comrades. Was no one saved but myself? I never saw any sign of them afterwards, except 3 hats, 1 cap, and 2 shoes that were not a pair. I was wet. I had no dry clothes. I had nothing to eat or drink. This place might be full of wild beasts, and I had no weapons. All I had was my knife, a tobacco pipe, and a little tobacco in a box. It was getting dark. I was so wretched that for a while I ran about like a madman. Then I stopped to think. Most of all, I needed to find water. I searched, and to my joy, I found a spring of fresh water. I drank and chewed tobacco to keep hunger at bay. Then I cut myself a stick in case wild beasts attacked me and climbed into a thorn tree for the night. I woke to clear weather and calm sea. I was astonished to see the wreck of our ship close by. She was aground but standing upright. I wanted to get aboard so that I could get some necessary things. At low tide, barely 1/4 mile of water lay between the ship and me. I saw that had we stayed on the ship, we would have been washed safely ashore. No one need have been drowned. When I realized this, I wept. I stripped off my clothes and swam out to her. I couldn't see how to get aboard, so I swam round her twice until I saw a piece of rope hanging from the forechains. I grabbed it and managed to climb into the forecastle. The ship's stern was wedged on the rocks, and her head was low down in the water. Most of the stores were dry. I went to the bread room and filled my pockets with ship's biscuit. I found rum in the main cabin and took a dram. Then I felt better. There were many things I wanted, but I needed a boat to get them to land. I threw spars and spare topmasts overboard and lashed them together to make a raft. This I loaded with 3 sea chests and filled one with provisions. Bread, rice, 3 Dutch cheeses, dried goat's meat.